Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is a great, wonderful day here at New Life. I've got two great folks here. I've got Becky Brown. She handles the New Life
Counselor Network.
And we've got Dr. John Townsend, who is a Counselor Network in and of himself. John, welcome.
Glad to be here, everybody.
Really glad you're here with us. And if anybody wants to join us, well, it's a taped program, so you can't join us here. But you can always call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, I have to always I love numbers. And so, you know, this is 11-1. And so this is a great day for somebody to start something brand new, where you could say, hey, when did I get on that new eating plan? 11-1. When did I stop the smoking? When did I start recovery? And so here's a great thing to do. Begin recovery today and get a life recovery Bible to help you. Now, let's say you don't like the 12 steps. I've got a brand new Bible called the Life Restoration Bible, or it's just the Restoration Bible, and it's a non-12-step program to transform your life. But whatever you do, this is a great day to say, there are four absolutes that came out of the Oxford group, and if you could make a commitment to those four absolutes, I have not found one downside to it. Here they are. Absolute honesty. Okay, that's pretty easy to understand. Absolute purity. Absolute unselfishness. And absolute love. These guys in the Oxford group, and out of that came the 12 steps, but they thought maybe you could capsulize or encapsulate all of the teachings of Christ into those four absolutes. And so what a great day to say, what am I doing that's not honest? What's not pure? What's selfish? And what isn't loving? Let's recover from that. John, you've been helping people recover, and you've done it through boundaries. You've done it through leadership. You've helped people lead beyond any kind of normal type of reasoning, you could say. Sometimes the brain gets in the way, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Steve. Now, we're finding out from neuroscience how much that is involved. The coolest thing about neuroscience, which is kind of mostly what I study these days for the books and videos, is that every robust study about the brain that comes out from neuroscience, guess what it does? It affirms that the Bible had it right. All studies are finding out about relationships and challenge and leading and also brokenness and healing. Everything that's coming out, you'll find passages on the Bible that were written thousands of years ago. So it's really cool to be in a day and age where people can learn the Bible, like here at the Townsend Institute, where we get people a master's in counseling or a master's in leadership or a master's in coaching. But you get the science and the Bible all at the same time.
That's right. Now, some of you have been getting a mattress in leadership. You've been laying there doing nothing. But you can get a master's in leadership. Get up. Get up off of that mattress.
Pick up your palette and go get a degree.
Right.
Get with it. Let's go. That's our motivational talk for you today. We're your coach of the day. Come on. Let's go. Let's do it. All right. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And we're going to take your call right now and hope and pray that something that we say to somebody else is going to apply to you specifically. That's the way it works around here. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, same number, 1-800-NEWLIFE. This is a great day for you to think about what's life going to be like in 2019. It's a great day to think about what could I clean up in the way of my act so that by Thanksgiving, I'd be giving a lot of thanks and people around me would be giving thanks for the changes I've made. It's a great day to change. 11-1. We'll be back after this.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Go with that one, Steve.
We are back. What should I go with there?
Sheila.
Sheila. All right, Sheila. We're going to... No, it's Stella.
Stella.
Becky's glasses
sorry.
Aren't up. Stella. Steve Hi. Arterburn here with Becky Brown, Dr. John Townsend.
Hi,
welcome.
Stella.
Welcome to New Life Live. How
Hi,
you doing?
How are you?
Doing okay. Yeah. Stella, what's going on in your life there in Colorado Springs as you listen to KGFT?
We do have a 20-year-old son. He's our oldest. And I think he has severe depression. It's been going on for a while. Mm-hmm. For the last almost 2 months, he hasn't been out of the house. And during that time, he's lost a job. But the most disturbing behavior is he lives under his bed now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he spends his days and nights.
Okay. When he graduated from high school, did he go to college or did he go to a trade school or something?
Yes, he went to college. He went to a very good college here. And I think that's where he started, where his depression or whatever it is
mm-hmm.
Took a turn. And so he decided to take a year off from college. It was also the same time that our family was moving back to Colorado Springs. He had stayed in Colorado when we went out. And so then he went to community college here and he did not complete any of the classes.
Mm-hmm. And then he just moved back in with you guys?
Well, yes. He had another crisis that was drug-related. And so we decided to... he actually called us that day. He thought he was dying. So he called us mm-hmm. and we picked him up
uh-huh.
and started finding some help for him for recovery. And we got him out of the country for a couple months.
Did he recover?
During which time I was also there to support him.
And did he recover?
I don't know. I don't think he did.
Is he going to groups and stuff? Is he attending a recovery?
He's going to nothing. He's going uh-huh. to nothing. And
all right.
My question
John,
is how we can get him
all right.
help.
Okay, so John wrote a book on entitlement. It was called The Entitlement Cure. And a lot of the folks that are addressed in that particular book are still living back home. They tried and something didn't happen. I wonder if anything in that book applies here, John. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear about your situation because generally with somebody that age, it's either going to be, as Steve mentioned, it could be a sense of entitlement and I can't handle failure, so I give up. Or it could be that he does have some clinical issue mm-hmm. that must be addressed. So you said, I think he's depressed, My question is, has he been to somebody who has a license, who has diagnosed him as depressed? Because when a parent or a friend or a child or whatever says, I think so-and-so depressed, you don't know. They might be just having something else. Has he had a clinical diagnosis?
He's had a diagnosis, and as part of his recovery process, he was seeing a psychiatrist out of the country.
Okay. Since he's returned to the States, has he had any USA licensed therapist diagnose him?
He has seen one. I don't know if they diagnosed, but they did give him antidepressants, which he has not taken. And for a while, the first time when he first came back and he got those, I was handing them out, and then
Does he say why he doesn't want them?
Well, he hasn't said about the medicine, mm-hmm. but he has said he doesn't trust counselors and psychiatrists. They don't help you. They don't care about you. All they want is to medicate you.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So I stopped handing him his.
I understand. You can't. You did the right thing there. The problem is, this is not a situation where we're going to make you leave the house after 90 days. I think the boy is really, really struggling. He's very broken. Mm-hmm. I think he might be a danger. Here's what I would suggest. Is to tell him, we know you hate counselors and they don't think they do any good. We get it. So we're going to take you to one that's not going to be a medication counselor, but a talk counselor. And you're on the air here with Becky, who knows our 800, 1,000 we have, and certainly some in your area, and say, we're going to go with you, because living under your bed and feeling bad all day is not what we do. We insist that you go with us. We're not going to make you take meds until we go down the line. And maybe the talk – see, sometimes talk therapy can cure things that meds cannot. So you relieve him of the burden and the resistance of the meds. He's just phobic about the meds for some reason. And you say, and we're going to be in the room with you, because maybe it'll help you to feel comfortable with how bad things are, and we can talk about it together. But you go with him, and we'll get a name to you from Becky.
Okay. Yeah, we've got some great people in that area, and you can't do this by yourself. I'm sure you're scared. I'm sure that there's a lot of fear that you have.
Yes, and I do actually have another question.
Okay.
One of the things has been, we have a different approach to parenting between my husband and I. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. I would marry him any day. Only problem is we haven't worked our communication about anything. He's non-controversial, and I tend to want to take things by the horn all the time, and it doesn't help. And the last time that I tried to help our son, when I thought he was a danger to himself and tried to get him crisis counseling, he actually refused to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I asked the crisis center that I called in, they told me they couldn't help. I had to call 911. Mm-hmm. And I did call 911, which I've regretted since. When I called, they came after about 30 minutes. All the time I was now driving behind him, he was walking into the road, and I thought he would just run into traffic or something.
That's so scary.
Told me, he's an adult. I cannot force him to get help.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And, my husband was not at home at that time. He was traveling. When he came back, what I heard from him, it's probably not what he said, but what I heard was that I handled it badly. I pushed him. And so, because I pushed him, then he reacted the way, which may be correct. So then when this other crisis started, it started on September 1, I decided to pull back and let my husband take the lead. And my husband's approach is to let things play out and to talk and to affirm. And that's, I believe that's why we are where we are right now. And right now I'm still waiting, but I feel like 2 months under the bed is really a
long
time.
That's not good. That's not good. Yeah. And it's hard. You won't be the first married couple that have had disagreements about how we're going to handle an adult child's care.
So the first thing that has to happen here is we have to get help, not for him, but for you and your husband. you have to get on the same page, or this boy is going to be is going. There's not. It's not going to be a good outcome.
You'll be doing this 10 years from now.
Yes.
Right. And so the first thing is, honey, you and me, if we aren't a unified front, and I don't know what the answer is, but somebody other than us, we've got to bring a third party in here to get us on the same page to help our boy, because it's necessary.
Right.
We have to do this work ourselves first. That's the first thing. That's how I would spend my time, focusing on that, and get your husband to agree, two of you in front of a counselor, one time. Just say, look, at least one time, let's get some help for us getting on the same page before it's too late for our son. And you're not saying so he will come in and agree with you and support you. You're saying
right.
So somebody can help us be unified in our approach. That's what's destructive, is when the boy can go from one parent to the other to get what he wants.
Right.
But see, what he needs is our parents truly focused on the problem, not focused on who's right and who's wrong. You did the best you could while he was out of town. You shouldn't feel one ounce of shame or guilt or, oh, I could have handled it better. You did the best you could. You're fighting for the life of your son. So,
okay.
Man.
Can we have a great...
I have another follow-up question to that.
Well, I have to be brief here, really brief.
Okay, yes. And so I went to counseling with him, with a boy, before he went for his recovery program. And I continued to see the counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my husband to go. My husband doesn't believe in counseling. He doesn't believe that we can't talk, but we can't.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
How do I
be brief
handle
here.
That?
Well, does your husband believe in boys sleeping under the bed and their parents paralyzed in what to do? Their parents more in conflict over who's wrong or right. Does he believe in that? No. Honey, you have to work through this. We're not going for counseling like to find out whether or not we were breastfed or not. We're going to get advice on how to save the life of our son. That's what I'd be saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And then when he says, I'm not going to go, then you need to be thinking about who has any kind of influence in his life. Is it his mom? Is it his dad? You need some help in getting help here. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I feel so bad for you. I'm going to send you... I'm going to send you boundaries. I'm going to send you take your life back. And I'm going to ask people to pray for you and pray for this boy, because this is not going to end well if you guys don't get on the same page. Put aside those differences so that you can help him. All right. And we're going to try to help you find a counselor that, you know, maybe your husband would really... you know, say, okay, well, this guy's okay. I've checked him out. He'd be all right. It's just one time. Come on, people. What are you afraid of? What is the counseling? That can be the beginning of everything. Don't let some fear of the unknown prevent you from getting the help.
Well, and I think sometimes parents feel guilty. They feel shame. And so going to talk to somebody about what's going wrong with your adult children can make you feel all of those things, and it gets you stuck. So, you know, just like you said, don't wait till it gets so bad. Call somebody. And if it's not the right person, call again. We can help you. We've got counselors all over the country, and I know one in that area that's going to be perfect for that family. And I know that we can help people find help so that they can break that, that stuck place. I mean, can you imagine that he's been under the bed?
Incredible.
For 2 months.
Yeah.
And some of you aren't under the bed, but you may be stuck just like that, cannot move for 2 months. Give us a call. We can help you.
And I'll guarantee you, there are people that are listening and they're thinking, oh my goodness, if she only knew what we didn't know
right
before we walked in.
Right.
And he wasn't under the bed.
Right.
He was gone, never came back, or he had killed himself or something like that. You want to act. Do what you can when you can.
Right.
All right, we'll help you off the air. Anybody else? It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to, how about we talk with Janet, Royal Oak, Michigan. Hey, Janet, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great.
Doing pretty well. What's going on with you?
Good. I'm so excited to get expert advice from such a great panel. Mine's a marriage issue.
Okay.
And I've been married for going on 5 years to a wonderful, kind-hearted, generous man that's a great provider. However, we have a couple issues that kind of compound the problem I'm going to ask about. So, in brief, he has children and I do not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to make it work and let him have time with the kids and to kind of take a step back and let our relationship grow. His family doesn't love me. I've been fairly patient with that. I've had some anger issues over people being so hurtful. But the big thing is I'm struggling then to figure out what makes us an us.
Okay.
And so we've
got some stuff to work on. We'll do it. Right.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
There are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. And we've got Janet on the line, and she's wondering, you know, when do we or where are we a couple here? And she's making allowances for the kids that he has. And what is the one thing he's done that makes you feel the least like a couple?
Well, the most recent one, and I can be really specific with the example, is that it's making decisions, and he really wanted to buy a piece of rental property on a lake near us, and it just didn't make sense to me. And I tried to be very mature in how I approached it with him, and he was willing to sit down with a pencil and paper, and we figured out what the rent would be, what the taxes are, blah, blah, blah. And we decided together that it was not a good idea. And last week, I was in his truck, and I found a piece of paper. He had gone and put a deposit on it anyway, behind my back.
Ouch. So what did you say to him when you found the piece of paper?
Well, and I'll probably start crying right now. I was sobbing. I said, you know, I finally thought we were an us. I finally thought we had a mature discussion, and we were coming up with some values and some goals that were similar. and to have you just turn and do it anyway is killing me. Yeah. And then he tried saying, well, it's only a deposit, and he's buying it from a family member. So the next story was that the family member just really needed a loan, and he's not really buying it. And, you know, that just escalated the problem.
So now we've got the problem. He minimizes the impact on you, and then he is lying about what he did and deceiving. And so, John, what do you think is the first step for her?
Yeah, Janet, I would get totally off of the money thing and the property thing, and I would have a very direct conversation with him about that you want a marriage that has a zero tolerance for deception. I wouldn't even do that. I don't feel like a we yet, because when you look at the literature, as well as what the Bible says about lying and deception, to the extent that there's deception is the extent you're not in the room with the person. There is no relationship. Mm-hmm. He's not there.
Right.
And I think you need to say, I don't do even white lies. If he says, well, it was for a good reason, that's a white lie. And you got to say, I will never do this. If you go to Psalm 101, for example, David says, I will not let anyone who is deceptive minister to me in my household. Mm-hmm. And I would force that even to a marital counseling situation. You can't go further about the money or the we until he agrees to become an honest man.
Now, can I just add this? What he'll say, because I have to give him his side, he'll say, what he said to me is, well, I was going to tell you. I was going to tell you.
Well,
and
that's,
I said,
that's
when?
Deception.
And he's like,
because
it only happened a couple days ago.
Wait.
And that
you agreed
true.
Not to
it
do
happened
it.
Happened 2 weeks ago.
You agreed not to do it.
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
Doesn't matter when he was going to tell you.
What an honest person says is, hey, babe, I thought about it. I disagree with you. And so, you know, I want to deal with that with you. So anything besides that is deception, Janet.
Yeah.
Just and here's the other thing.
That's how I felt. But I think
it's not a feeling. It's a fact.
And here's the message behind that. And by the way, I think you are such a small person with such limited abilities. I think I can lie my way out of this thing. I don't think you're going to be able to figure out that I'm lying to you. So I'm just going to continue to lie versus, what does God say do? Humble yourself and admit the problem.
Right.
And let's get this thing back.
And once he owns it, Janet, I mean, you have to be a little, I'm not going to let this conversation go. We're not going to get past it. We're not going to agree to disagree. This is very, very important, because you're scaring me right now, because I don't know what else is going on that you're going to call a white lie. Mm-hmm. So then you say, look, all you got to do is admit that you screwed up, and I do too, and you're sorry, and you're changing. And now let's get together and talk about the we again. So you get all my warmth. You get all of Janet's warmth and her love and her vulnerability and her support. You get a lot of good stuff, but you've got to get past the lie first.
Don't
get $200 and go past go until you get the deception hammered out.
And Janet, you mentioned
it's become a pattern of I'll ask forgiveness instead of permission.
Well, yeah, and so now there's a precedent that's set. So
there is a precedent that's set. Becky's right.
So you have to change that. But you said something really powerful. You said that his whole family is against you. Is that what you said?
Yeah. It's getting better, but yes, they have not been on board.
I love how you give qualifiers to everyone. I want you, Janet, to find your team to encourage you in these days when you're going to do something new. And it's going to take a lot, because you're rearranging the way the relationship has gone for quite some time. And so you want to have a good relationship. It's going to take, it's like putting on a new pair of shoes. You might get a little blisters, but, you know, once they're, you know, in the groove, you can run miles. And so I just want to encourage you to get connected. It may be helpful for you to go to a codependent group. Read boundaries. I mean, there's a couple of different things, not because you don't have a great heart and you don't love him. It's because we need to do the relationship in a healthy way and not continue to do this dance. It's not good for him. It's not good for you.
All right. You know, an allowance is a great thing when you have a kid in elementary school, but making the allowance for a grown man to lie, that doesn't help anybody. And I'm going to ask you to just not settle for anything but what we talked about earlier in the program.
Right.
Absolute truth. Otherwise, your big question, when do we become a we? The answer to that's never, until he commits to being truthful.
Doesn't have to be perfect. No. He's got to be honest.
Yeah. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We've got Larry Sonnenberg in the studio. We've been raising money in October here and this week especially. And Larry, what do you say about life in general?
I want to talk about Club New Life.
Okay.
Club New Life is what we need to maintain this ministry and grow it both. We need special gifts like we have received the last couple of weeks. We need to continue that. We need folks that can give us a bump, give us a one-time gift, any size and every size, $5, $10, $50, $100, $500, whatever. But we need people that can give us regularly each month. And here's why. I got a note. Dear Larry and crew, this came in the mail. I was sitting here paying my bills and listening to New Life. I was going to skip giving to New Life this month, but then Larry was reading a letter. So here I am. Be blessed as you bless others. In Jesus' love. And she signs her name, and she sent a gift.
Wow.
And if you're part of Club New Life, you don't get to think I'm going to skip this month. And you're not worried about forgetting. We have a lot of people that forget when they're not part of Club New Life. Mm-hmm. We've asked some folks one time, when was the last time you gave to Club New Life? They said within the last 90 days. We checked the records, and it was like 15 months. Mm-hmm. And people's minds think it was recent, and it's not. Right. So I just want to encourage you. Club New Life is very helpful. We've had a good year with this so far, although we've fallen short with what our goals have been the last few months for growth. We need to pick it up again. We are looking for 6 people a day. I think we should get 20 a day. I mean, inside my gut. But if we could do 6 people a day, every day we're on the air, it's going to be gangbusters for us.
It's kind of like give it and forget it. You just give it and you keep on giving it and you keep getting the blessing of knowing you're part of every change that occurs that you hear about on radio.
And so we're asking, you know, Club New Life is $30 a month minimum. Well, you can give more. We have people giving $50, $100 and more a month. But that's a dollar a day. I mean, that's not too much to ask to keep this program going, please. And so, great thank you gift. We got the video library that's amazing. John, Becky, and Steve have all done videos for that. So please help us. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. You could go online and join at newlife.com. I don't know, Becky, can you join Club New Life on the app?
Yes. I think the dollar a day is such a significant number because how much is a new life worth? And so when you give a dollar a day, you're actually saving lives. I mean, you can feel good about that.
And here's the other thing. A lot of people say, why don't you give up Starbucks and dollar a day? And no, don't do that. Keep the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Give the dollar above what you're paying Starbucks and enjoy your cup of coffee knowing that you've helped somebody.
While you're listening to the show.
Don't deprive yourself.
It's an abundant universe.
There you go.
It is. It is. Keep that Starbucks going. And then you really enjoy that cup of coffee knowing that somebody else is up and awake and alive because of your support.
That's right.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Back to the calls.
All right. How about we take this call right here, Claire from Oakland. It's KFAX. Hey, Claire, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Yeah. Glad you called. What's going on?
The reason why I'm calling is because my sister is accusing me of causing trauma, I guess, in her childhood, and it's prevented her from having normal relationships with other women.
What kind of trauma did you cause in childhood that's cropping up here in her adulthood?
Yeah, well, what kind of trauma were you accused of causing in her?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
You know, she has never been specific about the trauma. She just said that. And then
we'll call her up.
Anybody
that is going to accuse you of ruining their life needs to be very specific. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you ask her, what are you talking about?
Well, and how do you know, Claire, if she hasn't called you up? Like, how do you know that she's saying this?
Actually, we had a long conversation yesterday morning. It was about an hour, and she was just kind of going back and forth. And it was kind of hard to stay with that conversation because she put out a text to myself and my two brothers about things that might have happened in our past before she was born, and she was kind of like opening up this kind of vague dialogue, but I didn't respond to her because I didn't really know what she was talking about, and the only one that answered was my older brother, and I have no idea what they talked about because she didn't share that with me. Mm-hmm.
Has she recently started seeing a counselor?
No, she's been actually seeing counselors and knowing about New Life and she.
Yeah, but New Life is the good counselors.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
she's in a group that's supposedly dealing with past sexual abuse, and
she's bringing up stuff that happened before she was born that was in you guys' childhood.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So here's the thing. I would like you to have the attitude of anything that happened in her childhood and your childhood that you were part of. You want to know about it because you would feel horrible about it. You don't remember anything like that.
There you go.
But you need her to know if something happened that was hurtful, you want to help her heal. You want to ask for forgiveness, whatever. I mean, but you can't resolve this. You can't heal this. Unless she's specific about what happened between you and her. And then she has to be specific about the age. And let me tell you something. A lot of stuff happens. And when somebody is 9 years old and they do something hurtful, that's very different than if you're 19 and do something hurtful. So we've got to know what we're dealing with here. You have to know what you're dealing with there, right?
Yes, that's right.
So that's the first thing, is to tell her you're really concerned about anything that happened in childhood that was hurtful to her. Now, let's be really specific. You've been going to a counselor, and let's talk about this so that we can bring some resolution to it, because you don't want her to be hurting. And whatever it is, if you can take responsibility for it, you sure do want to do that.
Yeah, sort of. I really like what Steve said there. Like the Bible talks about how a soft answer turns away wrath, and so you're coming to come alongside of her, even though she's telling you these things that sound extreme to me. And that's always our first pass, is let's come alongside of. Now, if that continues, that's a different thing. That's when we need to be more protective and, you know, set up boundaries and stuff. But for right now, just say, yeah, I'd like to solve it, and I need to get to reality about this with you, and see what happens then.
Okay, thank you very much.
How are you feeling, Claire? Before you hang up, I just want to see how you're feeling. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling glad to get the information that you just gave me. But the thing was, I never even, when I was talking to her on the phone, she was so accusatory, I didn't even think about, well, what are you talking about? I never thought of that. You know, the way that she was talking about it is like, she's been through so many counselings and she's been through so many workshops that she knows what she's talking about. So I was like kind of like a deer in headlights.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Well, you're entitled to know what she is talking about. And so I would just call her and say, you know, I've been so troubled. I actually talked to some people about this. And they said, well, you need to know specifically what it is that happened so that you can recall it yourself, take responsibility for whatever, because sister, I would feel horrible for anything that I would do to hurt you today or back then, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Claire, it's okay for you to get help as well. If that is something, okay. If she's got something, you know, you can be equipped, not because it's a defensive mood, but it's a supportive mood.
There you go.
It's so that you feel, because that's why I asked how you felt, because I knew that must have been very unnerving to have a big call like that and kind of out of the nowhere, you know, and then trying to defend yourself, but not even know what to ask. So I'm glad you got some great insight from Steve and John, and we'll pray for you. Pray for the family.
Okay, so you hold on. I'm going to send you take your life back. I think it's going to be great. John, at the 30th anniversary, I had several people, probably three, not several, but three, tell me they went from having problems to getting into counseling. A couple of them are with the Townsend Leadership and Counseling Institute. And I think we've got a lot of people that they just don't even think about, how do I take this pain and turn it into something that actually could help other people? When we come back, I want you to talk about the Institute, how people can get involved with one aspect or the other, whether or not it's counseling or leadership. We're here with Dr. John Townsend. He wrote The Entitlement Cure, an amazing book. We'll be back right after this.
We need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I want to take one final call. But before we do, John, talk about that Leadership and Counseling Institute. How does somebody find out about what you have to offer?
Yeah, Steve, just for anybody that said, you know, this is my turn, whether I'm 24 or 44, I would like to get an online graduate degree that's credible that I can do stuff with to find my dream. The Townsend Institute has three majors that are all master's degrees. One is in counseling. We'll make you a licensed counselor wherever your state is. We're working on all that stuff. Or a master's in organizational leadership or a master's in executive coaching and consulting from the convenience of your home. And what we do differently is that I think this kind of our – we didn't want to make it just to sit there in your bunny slippers in your kitchen, you know, typing. We wanted a highly relational experience. I'm always there. I'm doing virtual classrooms with all the students, like with the Brady Bunch, you know, lots of big monitors and talking to people and answering questions personally. I've made a couple of hundred videos for the students, so it's very, very relational. Our staff and our faculty are just top-notch, and Steve is one of our fellows, one of our favorites. So it's a very highly relational and very practical program for all three degrees and reasonably priced. Just Townsend Institute. Just Townsend Institute. Just Google Townsend Institute. It's all there.
Okay. And just to clarify, is the bunny slipper thing, is that a problem, or am I mean, is that normal for me? Because I have those. So,
you know, anybody else would be a problem. I think if for you, it's just a sign of how secure you are, Steve. You're kind of a model for all of us in that, I think.
Well, thank you. Man, I was worried about that.
As long as you're not wearing the bunny costume with the bunny slippers, then that might be a little bit too much.
I did wear a bunny costume.
I know. I got it
during the play. All right. So let's go to a final caller here. It's Karen, Grand Rapids, Iowa. Listens on the internet. Been holding a while, Karen.
Or Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, that's what I said. Cedar
Hi.
Rapids. All right. Good to talk to you. How are things in Grand
Hello.
Cedar Rapids?
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey.
I have a mind. Oh, by the way, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
And I have a mind-body syndrome of pain, and I'm using a medical doctor's workbook based on a certain model of therapy, intensive short-term dynamic psychotherapy, which I'd never heard of before, but to get rid of this pain, and it's working for me. And I just wondered how, if any of you have used that, and how you relate it to Christianity.
John, what do you say to this?
Karen, I'm the person that started all that on a theoretical level. His name was Davinloo, and I studied Davinloo when I was working on my PhD. He's got really good stuff. It's basically that you can go deep, and you can help people with the inner parts of what they deal with, their past and their how their brain works and their early feelings, and then you can do it in an intense and quicker amount of time. And I think it's very good stuff. Now, the question of how does that square with Christianity?
Right. At first, I was worried because of dealing with things from my childhood with my parents, who were very good Christian parents, but Mom was real passive aggressive, and I have definitely to have feelings about that, and I was supposed to face up to my anger and then maybe even yell at her, not in person, but in the therapy part. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this doesn't seem very good. But then the more I thought about it, I thought, well, when they do move you on from the anger part to thinking what might have motivated them and how one can deal with it now, whether you want to continue having associations with a person or whether you can work it out with boundaries and things like that. And I thought, well, I can see how Christianity could apply to that.
Ash, absolutely, Karen. Yeah, I mean, think about two of the biggest hallmarks of the Christian faith. One is called forgiveness, and one is called healing. Over and over again, forgive and be healed, forgive and be healed. What do you get forgiven from? Something in your past. What do you forgive? Something in your past. What must you be healed from? Something in your past. And the Bible has oh so much about going and understanding and dealing with and redeeming our past. So, no, this isn't like some shrink said, oh, I'm going to scotch tape something to the Bible. This stuff. Now, I don't know if Davin Liu's positions on Christianity or faith or anything, just like I don't know if my plumbers are Christian, but I just know my plumber's really good and doesn't do anything really bad or evil or weird. And Davin Liu has thought through these issues, and the past is very, very important, Christian or non-Christian.
Yep. Okay. I'm really glad that you called.
Okay.
And
seems to be working for me. I've been working with it for a month, and I am losing a lot of the pain.
There you go.
So,
well, here's the thing. You're aware.
Point,
you're aware that not everything is good for somebody. So you're on the lookout. Mm-hmm. You're not just naive about it. So that's good. And then the other thing is, I think you probably, if something came up, you'd know, well, that's not exactly right. But just because something isn't mentioned in Scripture doesn't mean that it's going to go against Scripture. People find all sorts of ways to get rid of some of the residue of our past. And boy, what a great experience that is when that occurs. Well, John, I'm going to encourage everybody to go to the Townsend Institute. There's all sorts of new ways that you can connect with John. Whether you want a master's degree, you want to take some courses, you want to be mentored. You know, it's all right there. And just Google the Townsend Institute.
That'll, we'll make you a new life counselor too, and sign you up for the new
that idea.
And,
yeah,
Becky
right.
will help. So
that's right.
We integrate all this.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
Well, it's so funny because how many times have you heard the story where somebody received help and then they decided to go into the helping field, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Hey, you're talking to one right now.
Exactly.
I'm one of those.
Well, me too. And I was just thinking as you were describing the program, where were you when I went to grad school all those years ago? But hey, you know, there's somebody out there right now that needs to take that next step.
I was 4 years old.
That's right.
All right. I also want to encourage people to download our app. It's free. You can get it on the App Store for whether it's a Apple or Android, and you can listen to us. You can get all kinds of free tips. If you're Club New Life, you can watch the Club New Life video library there. It's fast, and it's just right at your fingertips.
Yep. Go to the App Store, the New Life app. I want to end where I started. It's November the 1st, 11-1. What a great day. It'll stay in your memory to decide to do something different. It's also a great day to say, that was the day I called for help at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That was the day I finally checked out what it was that every man's battle thing, or the restore, or the marriage intensive was all about. That was the day, and you'll never forget it. Anytime we get out of our denial, out of our routine, and reach out, it's a great day. Mm-hmm. It's a day worth remembering.
Steve, so I had a thought about that.
All right, please.
Also, November 1, guess what? You're getting ahead of November, meaning Thanksgiving. You're getting ahead of Christmas. Mm-hmm. You're getting ahead of New Year's and all the craziness. Steve's right. Nip it in the bud before it gets crazy on you.
Nip it in the bud. That's Barney Fife from Andy of Mayberry made that
same. But
he said it like
this.
Barney. He said it like this. Nip it in the bud.
In the bud.
Or something like that. Anyway, we want to help you, but you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We could also use your help because we really want to be right there for you all the time. We want to be there on that station that you're listening to, and we can't do it without your help.
Can I add one more thing?
Yes, please.
If you are a woman who's been in a relationship where betrayal or pornography has affected you, join us in just 10 days. We're going to be in Restore in Washington, D.C. It will change everything
so
for
powerful.
You.
Join so
Join us.
Powerful.
I'll be there. I'll see you there.
Yep. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Thanks, John Townsend. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.